Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Mistress Carrie Situation Report for March 27th, 2024. Your daily entertainment headlines, industry info, and everything rock. Just announced, Korn are headed to the Xfinity Center in Mansfield, Massachusetts with Gojira and Spirit Box on Saturday, September 21st. Tickets go on sale to the general public this Friday, March 29th at 10 a.m. Eastern. 21 Pilots have announced a 59-date world tour called the Clancy Tour, named after the band's upcoming new album. They also announced a new single called Next Semester and released the music video. The tour includes a stop in Boston on September 20th at the TD Garden. Tickets go on sale April 5th at 10 a.m. Hailstorm lead singer Lizzie Hale has been confirmed to be fronting Skid Row for the band's upcoming tour dates in May and June. The announcement of Lizzie Hale hitting the road with Skid Row comes after Skid Row singer Eric Grunwald announced his departure from the band over health concerns, having been diagnosed with leukemia before joining the band in 2022. Grunwald and Skid Row announced their amicable split on social media. Madonna is set to cap off her celebration tour, performing the biggest show of her career at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, on Saturday, May 4th. The concert will be free of charge as a thank you to her fans for celebrating more than four decades of her music. According to Billboard, organizers expect 2 million people to attend the concert. The performance will also be aired live on TV Globo. Rod Stewart's 1994 New Year's Eve concert at Copacabana Beach currently holds the record for the most attended concert of all time, with an estimated 4.2 million people. Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit and Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins are set to host their own podcast on Bill Maher's new Club Random Studios podcast network. The Limp Bizkit singer is said to discuss UFOs and conspiracy theories, while the focus of Billy Corgan's podcast has yet to be specified. The two shows will be part of the network that also includes Bill Maher's flagship Club Random podcast, as well as programs hosted by former Boston Celtic Kevin Garnett and ex-ESPN anchor Sage Steele. Billy Corgan will be adding the podcast to his multimedia resume. Not only will he be spending the year out on the road with the Smashing Pumpkins, but he also signed a new deal with the CW as the owner and president of the National Wrestling Alliance. He'll also be the star of a new reality show, focusing on his role with the NWA and his roles as a father and husband. Limp Bizkit will be out on the road in North America this summer on the Loserville Tour, but will have nothing to do with the recent announcement from 7-Eleven, who announced they've teamed up with Miracle Seltzer to create a new hot dog-flavored beverage. Dubbed the Big Bite Hot Dog Sparkling Water, the beverage aims to recreate the taste of 7-Eleven hot dogs in liquid form. Iron Maiden frontman Bruce Dickinson in a recent interview talking about the Mandrake Project comic book, the 12-issue series based on his latest solo album, saying that his favorite American superheroes growing up included Doctor Strange, the Silver Surfer, and the Human Torch. He also said that the Z2 comic book series is going to be the focus of the next 3 years of his life when he's not making music. Ricky Rocket from Poison said that he's putting the finishing touches on a book that'll focus largely on his time with Poison. The 62-year-old drummer took to social media saying, "I haven't really made an announcement or press release yet, but I've been working on a book and it's nearing completion. The book is, of course, about my life, but much of it about Poison through my eyes." Poison have sold over 50 million records worldwide, releasing 8 studio albums, 4 live albums, and 4 compilations. And according to a recent interview with Bret Michaels, they'll be hitting stadiums and arenas again in 2025. Earlier this year, members of the band Down were seen at the home in New Orleans of lead vocalist Phil Anselmo. They've now revealed that they got together for a month or two and that they've already recorded 7 new songs. The group's last new material was released back in 2014. 50 Cent has confirmed that a new documentary on the sexual assault allegations against Sean P. Diddy Combs is set to be released soon, titled Diddy Do It. 50 shared a teaser for the video of the docuseries online following the police raid of 2 of Diddy's residencies. 50 Cent saying this is going to break records when it drops. The news arrives 5 months after 50 hinted that the documentary on Diddy would arrive following a long feud between the pair. Diddy is facing a number of allegations, including accusations of sex trafficking and sexual abuse. Chevelle are getting ready to follow up their 2021 release, Neuratius. The band saying they've got 10 songs already recorded. Pete Loeffler saying we signed a new contract to put out one more album, so we're in the process of finishing that up, so there's definitely one more album coming. When asked when fans could expect it, he said it's hard to say when it'll be released. It's kind of stewing right now. And System of a Down guitarist Darren Malakian has landed several roles in an impending episode of Adult Swim's animated series, Royal Crackers. He's set to appear this Friday, March 29th, in the episode Bidet, playing the roles of King Omar, Prince Omar, and King Omar Sr. Malakian is also set to dust off the band Scars on Broadway for a pair of live appearances later this year, including Korn's headlining gig at BMO Stadium in Los Angeles on October 5th with Evanescence, Gojira, and Spirit Box. He'll also be back on stage with System of a Down at this year's edition of Sick New World, taking place April 27th in Las Vegas at the Festival Fairgrounds. And new releases expected on Friday, Deep Purple's Machine Head, the Super Deluxe Edition, featuring remixes by Dweezil Zappa, Pussifer, A Perfect Circle, and Primus, the Sasanta EPPP, and Sum 41's final studio album, Heaven by Hell. And that's your Sit Rep. For more details on all of the stories, check the links in the show notes of this episode. And don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to the Mistress Carrie podcast. New full-length episodes come out every Wednesday. Episode 199, featuring Chris Jericho from Fozzy, is available now.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.